There is one extremely well-known phrase that I definitely decided I would not use to begin this book. Beam me up, Scotty. In fact, I am determined that this phrase will not appear anywhere in this book. The beginning, I knew, needed to catch the interest of the reader within a few words, to engage their curiosity, to make them wonder, perhaps, what the hell is he talking about? Which led to, I arrived in New York City for the first time in my life, in an Indian outrigger canoe, having paddled all the way from Montreal. I liked that. But it didn't seem to convey the essence of my life. Somehow it seemed too gimmicky, too clever, so I knew I couldn't use that. Maybe later in the first chapter, I decided. It occurred to me that perhaps I should open this book with a description of the day I took my beautiful horse, Sultan's Great Day, for his final walk in the pasture. Oh my, you should have seen him in his world championship days. I'm telling you, this was the most magnificent stallion you have ever seen. I'm not kidding about that. Really, people were in awe of his presence. They would look at him, and I would use that beginning to tell you about my passions. Passions that have made all the difference in my life. The passions that I've spent my life pursuing. The love of a beautiful woman. The love for my family. The love for my craft, my art. The need to experience every aspect of life. Sometimes I'm amazed to realize that I live today with the vestiges of my priorities as a young man. The desire to act, the need to be loved, the pleasures of a great meal, great laugh, and enduring companionship. But simply telling you about my passion, even my passion for horses and dogs, seems far too somber an opening. Perhaps, I thought, I would start this book by being glib, by exposing my quirky sense of humor to the readers. Make them laugh at the very beginning by quoting a newspaper story about one of the more unusual things I've ever done. AP 1-17-206. Actor William Shatner agreed on Monday to sell his kidney stone for $75,000 to an online casino. The money will go to Habitat for Humanity. This takes organ donors to a new height, or perhaps a new low, said Shatner. The auction price includes the surgical stent and string used to permit passage of the stone. According to Shatner, the kidney stone was so big, you'd want to wear it on your finger. If you subjected it to extreme heat, it might turn out to be a diamond. While that beginning certainly would be humorous, it just seemed too frivolous to start that way. Instead, it occurred to me that the opening of this book should be thoughtful. It should be about my life. How much more sincere could I be about the life I've had than using words written by David E. Kelly for the character I play on Boston Legal, Denny Crane. Denny Crane. Evening. Crane and Shore on the balcony outside Crane's office. Crane. Alan Shore believes man has a soul. Stop the presses. Shore. Can you believe it? Can this be all there is? And if so, have we not wasted? Crane. I haven't wasted a second. I've enjoyed my ride, all of it. Shore. But will it truly have counted for something? Crane. You've heard the old joke, Alan. Man shows up at the pearly gates, sees this guy in a pinstripe suit, briefcase, cigar, prancing about. He says to St. Peter, who the hell is that? St. Peter says, oh, that's just God. Thinks he's Denny Crane. Shore. What would you do, Denny, if you actually met God one day? Crane. I don't know. Probably take him fishing. For a brief time, I had decided this was the perfect way to open this book. Then it occurred to me, let Denny Crane write his own book. Finally, inspiration struck. I had what I believed would be a unique and perfect opening. Are you tired of paying full price for this book? Well, you don't have to. You can buy as many copies of it as you like, and you name the price. That's right, you name the price you want to pay. At Priceline.com, it's as simple as that, and here's the way. Opening this book like that would be funny, yet accurate, as many people know me from my work representing various companies such as Priceline.com. And if we could also sell a few more copies of this book, well, I don't think St. Martin's would object. And if Priceline was approached properly by my agent, perhaps they might even be willing to purchase the rights to the opening paragraph. For less than full price, of course. But perhaps that was too crass for the opening of my autobiography, I decided. Is that really what I wanted to emphasize about my life and my career? And would Priceline meet my price? So that opening, too, was rejected. And then it occurred to me, I don't need an opening. By the time you've reached this paragraph, my autobiography has already started. Of course, that was very similar to my career. I was already in the middle of it before I realized it had begun.